Blog Talk Radio.
You're a business owner.
Check.
You have business owner's insurance.
Check.
And 10 years ago, that went about enough. Today, small businesses are being targeted and taken down by hackers. Medical offices, consultants, CPAs, any business that's built success has everything to lose. You probably have cybersecurity installed on your computer.
Check.
But you probably don't have cyber insurance. Coverage against loss and damage if your data is compromised. Cyber Policy covers that gap. Cyberpolicy.com shops the leading cyber insurers to find you the right policy at the right price to avoid a catastrophe. Coverage against loss and damage if your data is compromised. Get a custom quote today in just 4 minutes. And for a limited time, use the promo code BLOGTALK to get Norton's small business protection for up to 5 devices free when you sign up for cyber insurance. Plan, prevent, insure. Visit cyberpolicy.com. That's cyberpolicy.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Today's franchise interview shout out goes to the Source Direct. Source Direct is an inventor's one-stop shop. Source Direct eliminates the disconnect in dealing with different companies from each phase of development and marketing. Instead, Source Direct can manage every stage of the process from the drawing board to the customer. Go to thesourcedirect.net and find out how you can get started. That's www.thesourcedirect.net.
Franchise interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.
Welcome to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 10 years now, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with Dave Lavelle, founder of the Dryer Vent Wizard franchise. And David Lavelle founded the Dryer Vent Wizard franchise system in 2004 in the Boston area. Dave frequently encountered homeowners having issues with their dryer vent systems that required an urgent response. These issues were a result of dryer vent lint accumulation, blockages, disrepair, or improper venting configurations. We're going to talk to Dave about that in just a moment on the Franchise Interview. So stick around because we have a great show.
The Stone Coat Franchise Opportunity. Are you looking for a unique and lucrative franchise opportunity? If so, take a look at Stone Coat. With a patented process which creates a true stone finish on almost any wall or ceiling, Stone Coat is a true game-changing product in the multi-billion dollar construction industry. Stone Coat is applied faster, cleaner, and cheaper than conventional quarried stone, which saves both time and money. With advantages in remodel and new construction of both residential and commercial projects, Stone Coat is a true crossover product. The Stone Coat franchise opportunity provides a low startup cost, low operating expenses, comprehensive training, ongoing support, and no royalty payments. For more information on the Stone Coat franchise opportunity, go to www.stonecoatfranchise.com. That's www.stonecoatfranchise.com or call us at 972-380-2700. That's 972-380-2700.
Franchise Teacher.
Would you like to know how to franchise your concept or grow your franchise business?
Meet the experts at Franchise Teacher.
The goal of Franchise Teacher is to teach, coach, consult, and advise. The team of experts at Franchise Teacher will evaluate your business model and present you with a winning business strategy.
Franchise Teacher will help you decide whether or not your concept works and if it's franchisable. Franchise Teacher is proud to have over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors.
Franchise Teacher are developers of over a dozen franchise systems, which include brick and mortar as well as home-based concepts of nearly 3,000 combined franchise locations.
Whether you need to add more units or get more customers, Franchise Teacher can help. We will teach.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn our proven system.
Coach.
Franchise Teacher will help you provide a game plan to succeed.
Consult.
Franchise Teacher will make sure you stay on track.
And advise.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn from our over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors. Take advantage of our free, no-obligation phone consultation. Simply go to franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
That's franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
Hi, this is Connie McDermott, Administrative Assistant for Franchise Interviews, LLC, and you are listening to Franchise Interviews.
Franchise Interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 10 years now, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs the old one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Dave Lavelle, the founder of the Dryer Vent Wizard franchise. And David Lavelle founded the Dryer Vent Wizard franchise system in 2004 in the Boston area. And Dave frequently encountered homeowners having issues with their dryer vent systems that required an urgent response. Hi, Dave. How you doing? Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
How you doing today, Dave?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. We always like to ask our guests, where are you calling from this morning?
Beautiful Charlotte, North Carolina.
Oh, that's fantastic. And it sounds like it's beautiful down there today, huh, Dave? Is it warm up down there?
Oh, it is. Oh, the weather's just right this time of year.
That's terrific. You have an interesting background, Dave. I mean, I thought, you know, maybe we can go back to the beginning and you could talk about, you know, how you got into franchising.
Absolutely. I'd be happy to. It started for me with a little old handyman business that eventually became Mr. Handyman. And that's one of the ways I encountered and found out about the need for dryer vents. But back in 1996, I started a handyman franchise, and my family comes from a business background, service, van-based, as Mr. Handyman is, and Dryer Vent Wizard as well. But I had a knack personally for handyman work and carpentry-type work, and grew that business pretty quickly. Things were lined up quite well, and I decided, well, what the heck, I should try to franchise it, knowing nothing about franchising. But I really grabbed a hold of the growth that we were experiencing, same area in the Boston area, and lo and behold, it worked out pretty good, and now it's become an international franchise.
It sounds like, I mean, from your experience, Dave, you know, in reading the story, and I thought it was an interesting story, was, I mean, you were really able to come up with, you know, you identified a need. I mean, dryer vents can be a big problem, can't they? I mean, with, you know, specifically, you know, with fire prevention, I mean, it's a pretty big problem in the United States, probably even the world, I guess, right? I mean, but, I mean, we're talking about millions of dollars worth of fire damage each year because of dryer vents, yes?
Yeah, it's truly a hidden epidemic, and we look at stats of how many fires occur from dryer vents, but we're the only ones that are reported, and we all hear, you know, from times that most crimes don't go reported, to use an analogy. The same thing with dryer fires. I still try to do one job a day just to get out there, feel the contemporary trends of what's happening in the field, and, you know, be able to see what the franchisees experience, and at least a few times a month I'll come across dryers that have caught in fire, and just extinguished themselves, didn't go any further, thank goodness. But those are all dry fires. So, yeah, it's a real issue that people don't know anything about.
Yeah, it is interesting, David, you know, that so many people don't know about it yet. You know, I mean, it is such a big problem, you know. How do you typically describe the dry event wizard concept to, let's say, a prospective franchisee, Dave? I mean, if you were at a trade show and, you know, someone came up to your booth and said, so what do you guys do? How do you typically respond to the question?
I think I'll start the answer by the response that I get. The typical response is someone, they kind of cock their head, frown their brow, and have a total look of confusion because it's I had never had my dryer been cleaned or even heard of it until
sure.
I really started to research it. But it starts generally with the education of fire safety, longer drying cycles, and the fact that there's a niche within homes and commercial locations for that matter. And I think at Drive It Wizard, we're kind of developing an industry here more so than just the business. But it's the way we describe it is that there's an unfulfilled need generally for homeowners, although we do a lot of commercial work and multiple family environments as well. And there's a dryer vent behind everyone's dryer, and 80% of
mm-hmm.
North Americans have dryers, and someone needs to service those. It's a good-sized business that's unknown, and that's kind of how the conversation starts.
That's fantastic. I mean, the franchise started in 2004, Dave. I guess you started franchising in 2004. You know, and you have received a number of accolades throughout the year. One of the things I didn't mention in the introduction is that I know that, you were voted as one of the top home-based franchises in Entrepreneur Magazine, which is fantastic. You know, congratulations on that. I think that's terrific. How many franchise locations does Dryer Vent Wizard currently have today, Dave?
Thanks for the compliment. We're real proud, and that's the hard work of the folks at the home office as well. But currently we're at about 90 franchisees throughout the U.S. and Canada.
That's terrific. When did you have the realization that, the service, wasn't offered and was negatively impacting communities nationwide, Dave?
Well, I knew about it from my days at Mr. Handyman, and I helped a friend of mine start an air duct cleaning business, which has a lot of similarities to dryer vent cleaning. It's an exhaust or a duct. It needs to be cleaned. It needs to be maintained. But as I assisted him, lo and behold, the same exact need was in his business. And then that caused me, I guess I'm a serial entrepreneur, and I'm always to the point of distraction looking at many different things in home service. But it really caught my attention the second time in discovery here it is, a totally different business line, and yet consumers are asking for this valued service, which I didn't realize at the time. And it was mostly underserved, certainly underserved by us in the handyman business, but I think that's in general the wrong types of material being put in, not code compliant material, and not cleaned well. And although with the air duct cleaning business, we did a better job, there still lacks something, and it needed a bit more. And that's when I got serious about it and actually founded the beta unit in 2004, and we began franchising in 2006. But I took a couple of years. I had quite a bit more franchising experience than I did previously with Mr. Handyman, and really worked out the kinks. And by early 2006, we were ready to roll.
That's fantastic. There's, for those individuals or, our listeners, Dave, we call them aspiring entrepreneurs. And, for those who are, steering towards, the home services franchise, why would a potential franchisee choose Dryer Vent over those, other home types of service franchises?
Well, I think there's many different niches for skill sets, not just niches in franchising. And, by the way, I love the term franchipreneur. So there's capital needs as well and restrictions. There are some folks that may want to have a lot of employees and have brick and mortar, or there may be other home service businesses and someone's looking to have large fleets. I initially developed this business for someone that was looking, as the saying goes, to be in business for themselves but not by themselves. And in our business, the franchisee starts in the van, and many of our franchisees remain. There's a sense of calm. It's a very peaceful business. We've got a scheduling center that receives the calls on behalf of the franchisees. They schedule everything. So we try to take a good portion of the heavy lifting, including some of the advertising, off the shoulders of the franchisees. And I've been in business for myself my entire life. I'm fortunate enough to say that I've never had a job. And things that were difficult, I've noticed for myself and other business owners, whether they be franchisees or not, is sometimes just answering and staffing phones and getting time to interview and place ads for recruitment and just the advertising. We tend to be reactive, I feel, in business instead of proactive, and that's just because there are firefights on a daily basis. So when I designed that, I was thinking of someone like myself that, there are certain portions of business that are more difficult to execute. So for someone that wants some of that taken off their shoulders, might have some sort of restriction from an opportunity of how much capital they can put their hands on, why should those individuals not have the same opportunities as others, they should be able to get into business for themselves? So, capital requirements, you only need a net worth of $100,000. We've got great financing programs through third-party vendors, and you've got to be a little handy, hence the Mr. Handyman business.
Sure.
And what we think of is, if somebody's a bit of a tinkerer, you certainly don't have to be someone that can build a house. But if you enjoy working with your hands to some degree, it's a great business.
That's terrific. I mean, you think about the market too, Dave. I mean, how big it is. If you look in any neighborhood or any city, and you're talking about dryers. I mean, the market potential is pretty big, isn't it?
It sure is. And so when you think of the business, the initial explanation, you said, how do you explain this to someone? The initial explanation takes a moment to get someone's head around it. But then when you start to say, look at all the homes in your neighborhood and everyone has a dryer. But drive down Main Street and look at the groomers or the salons and veterinarian clinics. They all have dryers as well. And most of our franchisees, the challenge is keeping up with what they have, not generating business. It's some days it's like drinking off a fire hose. And a lot of it is fairly urgent. We call it urgency response, not emergency response. That was something that I also wanted to make sure that the business didn't have, which was emergency response. There are a lot of fine franchises out there. The family business I spoke about was pretty much a plumbing type business. And I remember Dad would get calls at 2 and 3 in the morning and have to run out. And, a hard worker gave me my values when it comes to work ethic. But
sure.
I said, boy, I wouldn't want to do that. And I'm sure Dad didn't either. So let's find something that people need to have done. They need to have it done quickly. You've got the time, to spend with your family. And the business hours are pretty regular with this. You can be home for dinner every night. The majority of our franchisees don't work weekends either. And I think that creates a pretty pleasant lifestyle.
Yeah, that's very attractive to a lot of, doing the show such a long time now, Dave, is that, there are, we will say that, franchising is kind of like a means to an end, it's, there's a lot of people that want to get into their own business and, they don't want to work on weekends, and I think that's a great feature. What I liked as well about, your business model is how, you are able to serve, both the B2B accounts and the B2C accounts. So, I mean, it just opens up a whole world of opportunity, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And it's scalable, too, again, to the if you talk to our franchisees, boy, they're the happiest group of folks that I've ever been associated with. But it's still our business still has a very entrepreneurial feel. We get great feedback from the field, and we've developed many new service lines, and some of those come from the home office, but the majority of them come from the franchisees themselves. And some of our folks, they want to be in the van, and they want to be servicing customers the way that they know they should be serviced, and they're pretty protective of their quality. And that's where they're content, and they can make a darn good living doing this, but it's very scalable as well. We've got a lot of our franchisees that bring on multiple technicians The business is, it's tricky enough. It's hard sometimes for other folks to figure out what the problem is. Yet it,
right.
it gives our technicians and franchisees a challenge, but it's duplicatable that it can never stump you. So it's got a great variety of challenge, but never frustration.
That's great. And there's a repeat sale factor, too, as well, isn't there, Dave? I mean, you know, I don't know how often. I guess there must be a timeline, right, as far as, like, how often, you know, you should get your dryer vents cleaned or serviced, right? I mean, I don't know if it's 6 months or a year. Or, again, you know better than I would, but it's nice to have that repeat sale factor, isn't it?
Well, yeah, we look at when we look at a customer, we look at the lifetime revenue of a customer, not only the revenue
right.
that we're going to produce today. And as I say, I try to do a job a day. It doesn't always happen that way, but went to a customer
mm-hmm.
yesterday and a big smile when I get there. And this is the fourth time that you've been out, and the past times it happened to be my technicians, and it's great to finally meet you. And this woman has us out on a regular basis. She's got a shorter line. We see her every couple of years, but manufacturers and National Fire Protection Agency, they'll all say to have it cleaned on an annual basis. But some of the customers,
right,
commercial
right.
customers in particular, we'll see them every 3 to 6 months. And the busier those
wow.
businesses are, the more often you have to see them. And they know if they skip a cleaning, the appliance man is going to show up one way or another, either with a new appliance or for repairs. And we track that. We've got some that's a portion of what we do for the franchisees.
Mm-hmm.
We'll set up reoccurring cleanings. And it's less expensive for the customer that way. So there's great value
right.
proposition to that as well. If they have it done on a regular basis, the cost of cleaning can sometimes be less than the cost of energy consumption, and certainly the cost of maintenance.
Sure. That's fantastic. What you mentioned some of them, Dave, but what other characteristics or traits do you look for in your franchisees? It was interesting. I was watching one of the YouTube videos, and, you know, one of your franchisees was saying, you know, he wanted to be an entrepreneur, but he didn't have the background for that, you know, and you know, he was saying how Dryer Vent was just was a great fit, you know, for what he was looking to do. So what other characteristics or traits do you look for in your franchisees?
Well, kind of on the surface, as I say, someone that's that has some degree of tinkering. If it's individual and this is, yeah, no, I never pick up a screwdriver and I have everything done by someone else. You know, that's unfortunate. Probably a great person, but not a good fit for our business. So, yeah, so it has to be someone that you know, can work with the hands to some degree.
Right.
But I think in any franchise, not just driver, but wizard coachability, it's probably the best trait someone can have. And everybody's got to put their own fingerprint
yeah.
on their business, and it is their business. And markets are different. Every market's different. That's what's so fun for me. I work closely with the franchisees from a support standpoint, and, I see different things, you know, all the time. But someone that's coachable, you know, willing to listen, and I think we have a great vetting process, and I'm not sure how it all shakes out at the end of the day, but as I say, we constantly hear from candidates that are looking at Dryer Wizard, and typically someone's going to look at multiple businesses, multiple franchise opportunities when they're, you know, looking at Dryer Wizard or anything else. And we just always hear, boy, your guys are the happiest, you know, men and women
wow.
that we've ever heard. So I think that comes out in the selection process. We truly award franchises. It's tough sometimes to say no to folks when we don't think
sure.
they're going to be a good fit. But
yeah.
it's hard to put your finger on it, but I think it has a lot to do with chemistry. Candidates,
mm-hmm.
We'll work with them, you know, for a month or two. You know, a month might be a little short, 2 months might be a little bit long, but we'll work with them.
Right.
We have them speak with existing franchisees who we get feedback from and say, hey, what do you think? You think this individual would be a good fit? We ask them to come visit us in Farmington Hills,
right.
Michigan, and see if it'll be a good fit. And when it comes down to it, through the selection process, and if we make the offer to come on board, it'll come down to a chemistry piece of things as well. We just the energy that it takes for someone that's an ill fit doesn't make a lot of sense. So, you know, we can talk about capital requirements, and we can talk about some other things. But it's someone we know we can get along with, and this is a long term relationship. You know, we want to make sure they feel as good about us as we do about them.
That's terrific. What is the training like, Dave? I mean, once you decide, you know, that you do like them, you know, and they like you, you know, and they want to come aboard as a franchisee, what's the next step? I mean, do they come out to headquarters? Is that how it works for training?
There's several pieces of it. As soon as, you know, everybody decides we'll be a good fit and contracts are signed, the franchisee immediately enrolls in our Jumpstart program and works with a home office member to guide them through the process of how to start the business, which I find can be one of the most intimidating pieces of starting a new business, from getting your EIN number or incorporating or getting your DBA, seeking out local licensing and what have you. So that is, you're guided through that portion of it. Someone is assisting you, and you know, when I talk to someone during this step, I'll say, look, it's this is going to be like eating an elephant. Don't look at the elephant. Just take one bite at a time, and before you know, you'll get through it. So that's the beginning of training, and then once you get through that process, we even help you with van. We work with a local auto dealer, so when you come to training, the vehicle is already purchased. It's already decaled with a beautiful wrap that we have. All the upfit inside the vehicle setup, which is standardized across the nation, and the tools are inside. So franchisees literally drive away with their vehicle ready to go.
Wow.
So that takes time to set up. Well, we've taken that away because we want to get folks out in the field and you know, starting to earn money. But prior to that, you'll come to the home office. You'll go through business training, QuickBook training, sales training, and code training. We lean a lot on the International Mechanical Code and International Residential Code so that our franchisees are experts on safety items and what a dryer vent needs to be constructed of and how it needs to be installed. So it's, you know, there's a lot going on here, and it's happening pretty fast. Once you've completed office training in Michigan, franchisees will typically drive to a training location. We've got a couple different folks. I happen to be one of them as well. That they'll go to whatever training location is perhaps closest to their market or just a good fit from a timing standpoint. And then they work live jobs in the field in real locations, get to see what the real world is like, and hands-on with tools and selling a customer. Mm-hmm. And after that exhausting week, the new franchisee will go home, take a little bit of a deep breath, and then they start practice jobs. All franchisees have to do 10 practice jobs for friends and family, or, you know, sometimes they'll do it for churches or some sort of philanthropy, which is probably the best training because you're on your own now.
That's clever.
And I hear it frequently, boy, you know, that job should have taken an hour, but it took me two or three. I'll do a lot of coaching at that point by phone. So then the franchisee at that point, they're ready to launch. We quote, turn their calendar on. We launch their marketing, and they're ready to go. And the business will ramp up, I think, pretty nicely. Franchisees, to begin with, they'll do one job a day, then two, and eventually when they become seasoned, they'll do three jobs a day. And once they build a good book of revenue, those that want to scale will then basically turn their vehicle over to a technician, recruitment assistance program at the home office, and we'll place ads. We'll do some of the screening for prospective technicians, and then franchisees will interview, do in their own selection process and hiring process should they want to hire this individual. And again, it's scalable again as much as someone wants to. They can you know, have multiple technicians. And all that takes time.
I guess over the course of time, it becomes second nature too, right? I mean, the more you do it, you know, I guess over time it just becomes so quick, right, where you do it and you don't even think about it anymore. You know, after 100 jobs or, you know, 200, you can almost pretty much do it in your sleep, I guess.
It's true. Yeah, it is. It's like anything else. You know, practice makes perfect. It gets easier as time goes by. But like I said, it still has generally speaking, just that little bit of challenge. But the repeat business is nice, and you kind of focused on that before, and that's generally what I'll do. It's kind of a milk run. It's pretty easy. A lot of owners, as they have technicians, will somewhat focus on that. You know, look at commercial jobs maybe, or something that's a little bit bigger needs to be bid. Coaching their technician, answering phone calls and questions, you know, with the customer. As I say, the scheduling center will take a lot of the heavy lifting, majority of the phone calls throughout the day. But some customers will want to interact with the local owner. But you know, come the end of the day, everything's wrapped up. You know, and you're back home with your family, and it starts all over again the next day.
That's great. That van is a nice marketing piece too, isn't it, Dave? You know, I mean, it's you know, it really is like a mobile billboard, isn't it? You know, it's where, you know, you're in a neighborhood, and of course other people, you know, it's very typical, you know, the neighbors see that, you know, their neighbor's getting the job done, you know, and it must be, I guess.
Well, it's a third-party testimony when someone sees. And I've always noticed that in service, and I've always been van-based businesses. But if someone sees you and says, Sally's smart, and she's a smart lady, and look, she's got Drivent Wizard in the driveway. And if you look at our vehicle, if you go to drivewizard.com, it's pretty noticeable. Be hard to miss.
Yeah.
And and then when you're in someone else's driveway, someone else notices.
Of course.
And I've got my local business here in the Charlotte market, and I've got a long-term technician. And most of our technicians are with us a very long time across the country, and that says to me that it's pleasant work for them and they can make a good living at that as well. But my fellow was at a job yesterday, and he gave me a call and said, hey, he said, I'm going to be here a while. He said, two more neighbors want me to do a drive and cleaning and some repairs for them as well. So do you think you can help me adjust my schedule? And that's always on the owner to make those adjustments, and absolutely can service you right now. So he went to one stop and ended up doing three.
Wow, that's terrific.
Yeah, common occurrence.
Yeah, you've been doing this. I mean, you really are an entrepreneur, Dave. You know, in studying your background, you know, I mean, you have all the characteristics of an entrepreneur. And I was saying to you earlier that, you know, our listeners, we call them more franchisepreneurs, you know, as they want to get into franchising specifically. From everything you've learned, from all your experience, what advice would you give to our listeners in their quest to buy a franchise? Because we find that a lot of them are very confused and they don't know where to start because, as you know, there's so much out there today, isn't there? So how do they begin?
Well, there's definitely a fit for them. And I think the franchise consulting groups, if they Google that, there's a lot of that out there. They do a great job analyzing the individual and be open-minded. I can't tell you how many of our franchisees were in different backgrounds, you know, an attorney, a pilot, a truck driver, or whatever it might be. And if that's not the silliest business someone's heard of to begin with, cleaning dryer vents, and we always hear, can you make a living at that? And, you know, I always chuckle, of course you can, but why would you know that? But be open-minded to what you see out there because there may be something that's just perfectly lined up with your skill set, and you may not know that. And it takes time to understand that. And I think a lot of people are looking for a little change when they're, you know, many folks have been laid off, and they're a few times they're tired of that. They want to control their own future. They want to build equity, right? You can't sell a job, but boy, can you sell a business? And then I circle back to that coachability. If you are not making yourself uncomfortable every day, you're not growing, push yourself to a point of discomfort. Oh boy, I don't want to do that. And that usually has something to do with interacting with customers or prospecting for developing leads. Oh, it's tough. Boy, this is difficult to walk into a place and say, hi, my name's Dave LaValle. I own the local Drivent Wizard. I'd like to give you my card. So every business has some degree of that type of interaction, which is selling in some way. So push yourself to be a little uncomfortable. You'll get better at it the more you do. And that's how I think you grow your business. I think of this business, it's very organic growth. I guess over 40% of our business comes from word-of-mouth referrals, which is pretty strong. And so that takes time. And the analogy I always use is like running for mayor in a small town. How would you run for mayor? Well, you'd you burn a lot of shoe leather, you knock on a lot of doors,
mm-hmm.
and this is no different. You know, you knock on a door and say, hey, I'm Dave LaValle. I'm running for mayor of Dryer Vent, so hope I can get
nice,
your vote.
Nice. That's fantastic. I think that's a great analogy. We talk about that a lot on the show, Davis, you know, going outside your comfort zone, you know, and it must be invigorating for a lot of people, particularly, you know, coming out of corporate America or whatever they've done in the past, you know, and to do something new, like you said, you know, and push themselves and challenge themselves, you know. I think there's a lot of benefit behind that. So, I mean, Dryer Vent Wizard, I mean, has had some amazing growth, you know, since you started the whole concept. What's the growth strategy, Dave? I mean, if you look into a crystal ball, maybe like 3 to 5 years down the road, where do you see the organization?
Well, let me step back a little bit. So the business is interesting. As you said, you know, I've been an entrepreneur. I use the analogy serial entrepreneur, just lots of different things. So I founded the company in 04. We started franchising in 06, and then I had sold out. And that's what I had done with some of my other businesses, which is kind of typical. The funny thing about this one is I got back into it. So I bought back in as a franchisee because I looked at some other businesses, and I said, heck, I love this thing so much when I was in it. And you've heard this before, Marty, that you can't go back. Well, I was fortunate enough to have that opportunity. Then the opportunity to buy back into the corporate office came about. So
right.
I got back into it, which kind of is the path of where we're going. Love the business so much that my two adult sons are both franchisees as well.
Wow.
Couldn't have given them a better recommendation. And I've got a wonderful partner who worked at the umbrella company where we franchised Mr. Handyman, and we're just great partners and get along so well. And we both have the same goal, which I'm getting to the future, which is obviously to grow the business. We'll grow through franchisees being, you know, franchise awarding different parts of the country, Canada. That's our growth, is just
mm-hmm.
North America. We don't have any international plans at this time at all because we've got so much
right.
opportunity here.
Sure.
But where the growth
yeah.
path for us is, I feel as the founder, we've been too beholden to the residential dryer vent line, meaning, you know, where people live, you single-family homes. So our growth path is to expand and expound more into multiple family environments, commercial environments, because for us, that's fairly untapped, and those markets are as big, if not bigger, than
yeah.
the residential market. But again, I found that I think we are too much in that line. Any good company wants to be diversified, and you know, who knows if there could ever be some sort of interruption in that service
sure.
line. Well, we want to make sure that everybody's got opportunity for growth and to continue to have the same income stream that they currently have. And not all of our folks want to get into that. And, you know, we're happy to assist them with whatever they want. Some folks are very content to stick exclusively with residential, not have a technician. Others want to embrace all the growth that we can push their way. And franchisees are our R&D. They're the ones that find these things. And then our job as a franchisor is to take that back, study it, see if it fits well with our line, our current business model, and then, you know, develop it, beta test it, and then serve these things up to the franchisees. We're always coming up with new things and spreading that out to the franchisees.
And I guess that comes out with the growth, as you were saying, Dave. You know, it's the sharing of best practices, of course, you know, from the franchisees. You know, we've referenced a lot of stories, you know, over the years, where, you know, whether it's McDonald's or, you know, but a lot of those great ideas, they come from the franchisees, don't they?
I think that's where the real value is in franchising. And, you know, sometimes we'd like to think it's the corporate office, home office. But really, I think our job is to take those best practices. If it doesn't make dollars, it doesn't make sense. So let's make sure it's profitable and it's a good service to the consumer. But our goal is to take that back, you know, look at it, and then always beta test, try it in different markets. And, you know, if you look at a business maybe to franchise snow plowing, well, that might be good in the north, not in the south. So that doesn't have geographic
right.
appeal. But if it has geographic appeal, if it has transferable skill sets and profitability, that's one you want to look at. And we'll never get out of dryer vents. We're not going to get into air ducts or go outside of our core competencies. But there's still a lot in there. And like you say, McDonald's, I always think of the analogy, that a franchisee developed the breakfast menu at McDonald's. Well, you're paying for that real estate 24 hours a day, and that, you know, that's where it's always going to come from. I think is out there in the field where the rubber hits the road.
Yeah, I think that's terrific. I love how you you're on the front line as well, Dave. You know, I think I've studied a lot on leadership. You know, and from everything that I've read or learned about, you know, as I always say, you know, the best leaders are always, they kind of make sure that they get out there on the front line every so often. You know what I mean? Because again, that's where a lot of the great information comes from as well. You know, is of course, you know, the customers. You know, so I think you're doing an incredible job with the organization. How do our listeners get more information on Dryer Event Wizard, Davis, the service, and of course the franchise opportunities? Any websites that you'd like them to go to?
Yeah, sure. If someone's interested in studying Dryer Event Wizard and perhaps becoming a franchisee, dbwfranchise.com is a great website. We've got a lot of information. We're not pushy folks. We're happy to chat with individuals. And quite frankly, Marty, we're happy when someone buys another franchise because that means that it was good fit, and you can learn a lot from our franchise development team. And if they're looking to learn a lot about us from a consumer standpoint, and, you know, they need their dryer vent cleaned, dryerventwizard.com would give wealth of information also.
That's fantastic. I really enjoyed talking to you, Dave. I think you have a great franchise opportunity over there, and I'd like to invite you back, you know, in the next year or so as you continue to grow, because I think this is a terrific opportunity for our listeners.
Well, it's truly been my pleasure, and I'm flattered that you asked, and I thank you for having me.
It's been my pleasure, Dave, and we'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Coming up on segment two, you're going to hear what every franchisepreneur needs to know before buying a franchise. We're going to play a clip from our popular Great Quotes in Franchising podcast right here on Franchise Interviews.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future, and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open? Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 8 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Hi, Hi, everyone. This is Marty McDermott, the president of Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, where each podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. Well, one of the shows I strongly recommend listening to if you're an aspiring entrepreneur is Stop Riding the Pine. And the show is hosted by Jamie Jay, and Jamie is an amazing interviewer. He speaks with entrepreneurs on a variety of topics, and I had the pleasure of appearing on Stop Riding the Pine, and one of the topics that Jamie and I were focusing on were key elements to successful franchising. So this particular clip of Great Quote in Franchising, we're going to call this There's No Creativity in Franchising, and we're going to explain why. What do I want this franchise to do for me? You know, why are you considering getting into franchising? Because, you know, a lot of times people that get into franchising, Jamie, I think probably should not get into franchising. They'll go into it for the wrong reasons. Well, they'll see the success of one franchise and they'll say, God, I wish I owned one of these. But
right,
that doesn't mean that they should necessarily buy into a Dunkin' Donuts franchise. And sometimes they go into the wrong franchise opportunity. So they might be suited for a franchise, but they're getting into the wrong franchise, you know? So I think you really have to be open, you know, to all the different categories that are out there. Again, going deep within yourself and asking yourself, what do I want this franchise to do for me? If you don't want to work on weekends, you know, then don't get into one of these like children franchises where they're real busy on Saturdays or Sundays. You know, so you have to say, you know, what do I want it to do for me? You know, and you ask yourself those deep. Those deep-rooted questions.
Perfect. I think that's huge. It's very important for people to not jump into something.
Absolutely, because it's expensive too, Jamie. I mean, a lot of times, you know, you're signing a 10-year contract, you know, which mm-hmm. is 10 years of your life. You know, it's a long time, isn't it? I mean, it's
oh my gosh.
Like, I won't compare it to the sanctity of marriage, you know, but
right.
sometimes it goes further than that, you know. I mean, having that 10-year commitment, you know, so it is a very big commitment financially. It's a big commitment. I think you have to have the support from your family, you know, whether it's your wife and your children, because the first year, typically from what I've learned in doing this show such a long time now, is it takes a long time to get it off the ground. Even if it is a Subway franchise or, you know, a very recognizable brand name, you're still going to be putting a lot of work into it, you know. So
right.
you might be missing that time from your family. And you know, sometimes people get into franchising for the wrong reasons as well. Maybe they'll have a bad day at work, you know, and they say, oh, I hate my boss. You know,
I'm out of here.
I want to be my own boss, you know. And, you know, again, franchising may not be the best alternative for that type of person. You know, there's so many different types of levels of entrepreneurship. You know, franchising is just one. I mean, you could just really start your own business where you get to be the creator. You know, there's no, I hate to say this, but there's no creativity in franchising sometimes. You know, I mean, you have to follow somebody else's creation, and that's okay for some people. You know, for me, it wouldn't be, you know, and I'm assuming in getting to know you over time, you know, you might have trouble with that as well, because again, you like to create, you know.
I couldn't get outside of the structure. But I understand why that would be a good thing, because
exactly,
okay, they've been there, they've done that. You won't make the same mistakes that the original franchisor made, because they found the solutions along the way, and that's part of the attraction for fans.
Exactly. I published, it sounds like I'm bragging, Jamie, but I just got one of a paper published in.
You deserve it.
A journal.
If you'd like to hear that whole interview with Jamie Jay of Stop Riding the Pine, all you have to do is go to stopridingthepine.com, and you can hear the whole podcast. And lastly, we just want to thank everyone for making this podcast such a big success. It's hard to imagine that we've been doing it now 10 years ago. It was one of the things I was talking about with Jamie on the show, is the longevity of the show. Is, you know, what started out to be a one-month project turned out to be 10 years. So I just want to thank everyone for listening to the podcast and making it such a success. So thanks, everyone. We'll see you again soon with another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising from Franchise Interviews. Take care, everyone.